Patient name, James Young, Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth 5/27 of 50, date of service 4/13 of 23. This is a 72-year-old male patient. Here today, needing refill of his medication, he offers no new complaint today. He has been feeling fairly well, although he does suffer with the residual effect of having a stroke, and that was in 2013. He is able to walk independently, but whenever he goes out, he usually winds up using a wheelchair just for ambulation assistance. Period, new paragraph. No history of falls as well. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 141 over 73. Pulse, 64. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 97.2. Oxygenation, 96% on room air. Period, new paragraph. Allergies to penicillin products. Current medications, we will refill his medicines today. Patient is on glipizide 5 milligrams, I believe, three times a day, metformin 1,000 BID, carvedilol 25 BID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 Q-day, losartan 100 daily, omeprazole 40, hydralazine 25 BID. Also, he takes levocetirizine 5 milligrams on a daily basis. Period in the paragraph. Also taking omeprazole for his gastric effect. Period in the paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, history of CVA in 2013, period, new paragraph, surgical history, reviewed, social history, lives with his wife, non-smoker, non-drinker, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is sitting in the wheelchair. He's awake, alert, oriented. He answers all my questions well. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area, once again, no erythema. Neck, soft, no thyromegalinomastoid, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm. Blood pressure is 141 over 73. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. Examining his lower extremities, there doesn't appear to be any lower extremity edema around his ankles. He is able to move all extremities. He's a bit weaker on the side affected by his CVA. Period, new paragraph. I've reviewed his labs as well. Approximately 1 year ago they were obtained. His cholesterol was normal at that time, but the triglycerides were slightly elevated at 164. LDL cholesterol was 100. Creatinine was elevated at 1.19. Once again, we will recheck his blood levels today. The CBC, hemoglobin, white blood cell count, and associated values were all normal. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. We're going to refill his medications. He continues with diagnosis of hypertension. We will refill all of those medications that have been listed above. We can see the script for details of this. Diabetes, the same thing. We'll refill a 90-day supply. Hyperlipidemia, refill medications, 90-day supply. Gastroesophageal reflux, refill medications, 90-day supply. Period, new paragraph. On examination, we did hear a slight murmur today, and we will refer him for a cardiologist to be reviewed.